It's immediately after the close of our last episode. As in Judge Selby's courtroom, we hear...
May, wait.
Let her go. Let her go, Della.
But, Chief, I...
Nothing is as important as getting to that poor child now.
This is.
What?
The doll. Monroe Jr., Dory's doll. May! Let me go to it, Della. I wouldn't stop you for the world, May. I just want to give you this. Monroe Jr.?
Yes.
Mexican doll?
Yes.
I... Thank you, Della.
That's all right, May.
No.
Go to her, May. Go ahead inside.
And give her our love.
Thank you. Oh, it's dark. Dory? Oh, Dory, baby. Where are you, Dory? It's so dark in here, I can't... Dolly, where are you? Is that you? Oh, baby, baby. Is that my baby all huddled up in a dark corner? All huddled up like a poor, frightened little... Sorry, darling. Let Mommy take you.
No.
It's Mommy, darling. Your Mommy. Your Mommy come to you, darling. Look at me.
I haven't any Mommy. The tea runner said so. Oh, Mommy. Mommy, Mommy.
Come here, baby. Let your Mommy hold you.
Mommy.
Hush, baby. Baby. Mommy's got you, darling. It's all right now.
Oh.
That's it, darling. Put your head against my neck. Put your arms around me.
Mommy?
I'm just taking you to the chair, darling, so we can sit down together. Now you're on Mommy's lap. The way we used to sit. Remember? It's been so long. So very long.
I can't stop crying.
Hush, darling.
I can't stop.
Well, don't try. Cry all you want.
I don't want to.
Well, I feel like crying. Oh, I'm so glad to be with you, darling. I could just cry my eyes out.
Glad to be with you.
Are you, darling? Are you sure?
Yes. But he told me you couldn't...
Hush.
And you couldn't even see me.
That wasn't it, darling. That wasn't it.
But
I'm here. You're sitting on my lap. Right here. With my arms around you. And I brought your doll to you. Did you hear me, darling? I brought Manuel Jr. in. He's over there on the couch.
He dropped his...
Well, he's here.
Mr. Rada told me that...
When Judge Selby told you that I'm not really your mother. You run away.
You're not my mommy.
But that isn't why you ran away, Dory. Did you hear me, darling?
What?
You didn't feel bad because of what Mr. Your Honor said? Now, lift up your head, darling. Lift up your head. Look at me. Here. Get down off Mommy's lap and sit on the chair for just a minute.
Oh, Mommy, don't.
I won't. I'll be right back. I'm going to raise the slide.
Oh, it might hurt.
But it's better when we see things the way they are. Hmm?
Oh, Mommy.
I'm not going anyplace. I'm just getting Manuel Jr. Manuel Jr. was lonesome all by himself. Wouldn't you like to have him come sit with us?
I would. Thank you, Mommy.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Now, let me lift you and Manuel Jr. up on my lap. There.
Oh, Mommy. I must...
Now, wait, darling. Listen to me, will you, darling? Try to understand.
Yes.
Honey, Judge Selby didn't say we couldn't see each other anymore.
He did. He said...
Hush. You didn't understand. You felt bad because you didn't understand.
I heard him. still.
Dolly, what he said was, he said, I'm not really your mommy.
Yes. That's it.
Now, wait, darling, wait. He said, I'm not really your mommy. But if you'd listened to him very carefully, you'd have known that he didn't say that you weren't my little girl.
What?
Because, what? You see, you are my little girl. You couldn't be anything but my little girl. You've always been my little girl, darling. Always. And, honey, that hasn't changed. I love you. I've always loved you. I always will love you.
Aren't really my mommy.
Dolly, in every way, but in just one way, I'm your mommy.
What?
I love you. As much as any mommy could love her little girl.
I love you too.
Of course you do. And if I love you, and you love me,
that makes me your little girl.
You are my little girl.
But
now hush. And let me tell you something else. You and I, we're special.
Special?
Hmm? You see, you weren't with me when you were a tiny, tiny baby.
Where was I?
Well, for a little while, you were with somebody else.
Oh.
But, Dolly, if you had been with me always, then you'd have to call me Mommy. Then you'd have to. Then you'd have to be my little girl. And that's why I say that you and I were special. You see, it's this way. I'm your mommy, and you're my little girl, because we want each other. Because I want you to be my little girl.
Oh, and I want you to be my mommy.
That's it. That's it. Now do you understand?
Oh.
Now this way, isn't it ever so much nicer?
But...
Yes, darling?
If I was with you all the time...
Yes, darling?
Don't... Some little girls stay with their mommies all the time?
Yes. Most little girls.
Could you...
I love you just as much, darling. Just as much as if you'd always been with me. And Daddy loves you just as much, too.
But I wasn't with you.
But it doesn't matter, darling. Really. Really, really, it doesn't matter. It was only such a little while that you weren't with me.
Oh.
Just... Oh, Manuel Jr.'s sliding off.
Don't let him fall.
No, of course we won't let him. We'll put him... Do you want to hold him?
Yes, please. He was lonesome.
Darling, you love Manuel Jr., don't you? Not like you love Daddy and me, but you really do love Manuel Jr.
Yes.
Dory, where did you get him?
We got him in the railroad station.
But you saw him, remember? You saw him, and you wanted him.
Yes.
But he was already there, wasn't he? He was already in the railroad station at the stand.
Yes. At the stand with... But why, Mommy?
He was already there, but you saw him, and you wanted him, and you got him. Now you love him.
Yes.
He didn't have to be with you from the start, did he? You loved him from the first time you saw him. Dolly, Mommy loved you right from the first time I saw you.
Oh?
You're not a doll. You're my own precious little girl. But you can see, can't you, darling? You're mine. And I'm yours, and that's the way it always will be. Always, always, and always.
Oh, Mommy.
Oh. You're all right now.
Yes. Mommy.
Yes, dear.
Little girls don't come from stores, do they? Or from stands?
What?
They don't, do they? I've never seen little real babies in stores.
Oh, Dolly.
Oh, I love you, sweetheart. And I love you, Mom. I really, really do.
What you've just heard, May Grant healing Dory's hurt, reassuring her in her bewilderment, is going to have a profound effect on May Grant's own fate. And you'll see why in our next episode. So join us tomorrow by all means, won't you?